Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to head on over to Dawson to Johnson Memorial Health Services and say good morning to Sammy Joe Krause. Good morning, Sammy Joe.
Good morning, Paul.
How's your day going so far?
It's been busy, but we're off to a good start.
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, family, education, and what's your title there at Johnson Memorial Health Services, Sammy Joe?
I am currently the RN Clinic Nurse Manager here in Dawson. I've been in this role just for a few months, but I've been with the facility for the last 5 years. I grew up over by Canby and reside in St. Leo right now. I got my nursing degree from SDSU in Brookings and have just always been in the area and look forward to continuing to work in the rural health care.
Good. So your title is a RN, your clinic nurse manager, you said?
Yes, that's correct.
What's the job responsibilities there, the duties there of a clinic nurse manager?
I kind of man the day-to-day things on the nursing side. So running the nurses' meetings, nursing schedule, making sure we have the appropriate supplies, equipment, any education and training, things like that we need. And then I coordinate with Jen Erdman, the Director of Clinical Services, if anything kind of overlaps with the provider side of things and patient concerns, anything extra that we kind of work together on.
Okay. All right. Real good. Well, what's our subject today we're going to talk about?
We are going to talk about our upcoming influenza or flu shot clinics, as well as the new COVID bivalent booster. And when we have those supplies and when we're offering those vaccines to our patients now.
Okay, real good. So you have a flu clinic coming up, you said?
We do. So our first flu shot clinic is going to be Wednesday, September 14th. And we're going to be offering this from 2 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. On the 14th, we are only offering the influenza vaccine. But the following Wednesday, so September 21st, we will be offering influenza and the COVID bivalent boosters. And so we encourage everybody to get vaccinated for influenza, as well as those that are eligible for the new booster of the COVID vaccine. In order to find out if you're eligible for that, you can definitely give me a call here at JMHS, and we can verify and make sure that it's been 2 months since your last COVID booster or 2 months since you've completed the primary series of the COVID vaccines, and then just to make sure that we have enough doses on hand, as we only get a short supply each week of this COVID booster. So we do ask that you call ahead of time if you're wanting to be added to our schedule for the COVID booster. Otherwise, either Wednesday, September 14th or the 21st, feel free to walk in. And we can get you scheduled anytime between 2 and 6:30 for the influenza shot.
Okay. Well, I have a few questions, Sammy Joe, about the flu shot. This flu season is coming up, right? And you encourage everyone to get a flu shot. Do you usually get one every year, or how does that work?
Yes, I always get one. I not only get it to protect myself, so that way if I do get influenza, my signs and symptoms that I would experience, I have a lesser chance of having severe symptoms. But I also get it to protect my family members. My son, who is not old enough to get it yet, I get vaccinated to protect him, and then as well as my coworkers and the patients that I'm caring for, because I want to stay healthy in order to continue providing care to them and not get them sick in any way if I were to have any illness.
So you encourage people to get a flu shot like every year then, right?
Yes, that we encourage yearly, yep.
Okay. Now the COVID booster shot, I don't know, I've lost track of how many booster shots there are with COVID, but where we stand with that, this recent one then? What is this for again?
So the COVID bivalent booster has coverage for two different strains of the Omicron COVID variant, as well as the original COVID vaccine. And so this is anyone age 12 and older who's received a dose of COVID greater than 2 months ago is eligible for this booster. Currently, the recommendation is just one of these COVID bivalent boosters, and then we kind of go from there and see what the state determines after that.
Okay, real good. Why don't you give us those dates and times again, Sammy Joe?
Perfect. Yeah. So our first one is Wednesday, September 14th, from 2 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. This is we're only able to offer the influenza vaccine or the flu shot at this date. The next one would be Wednesday, September 21st, again from 2 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., and we are able to offer influenza or the COVID booster. We just ask that you call ahead of time to get scheduled for the COVID booster, so that way we make sure we have enough supply on hand for this. And my number here at Johnson Memorial is 320-769-4393, extension 2185, for any type of COVID question or to schedule your booster.
All right, real good. Well, I appreciate the information there, and like you said, just encourage everyone to give Sammy Joe a call and get your flu shot, your influenza shot, and your COVID booster, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, anything else that we want to talk about this morning, or did we cover everything there?
I think we covered everything on my list here. So.
All right, real good. Thank you for your time this morning.
Yes, thank you, Paul.
Yep, that's Sammy Joe Kraus. She's an RN and the clinic nurse manager at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.